this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona, this is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Monday, 8 April, Year of Our Lord, 2024. We've got a lot to get through today, and I want to start with John Mills. Colonel John Mills joins us. Colonel, you're at the National Press Club. Why are you over there today? As busy as you are, why are you spending the day at the National Press Club?
Well, thank you, Steve. It's a fantastic presentation for 2 hours by experts from Taiwan, six of them, to go over methodologies for countering Chinese disinformation for the election. It was fantastic. And these are many lessons learned that we can apply for the American election. But it was just the use of TikTok and just projected messages, even some fake AI-generated video that they created of both Trump and Representative Rob Whitman of Virginia that they used to distort the public's mind in Taiwan.
I mean, these were already been used in Taiwan. These are already AI images that have already been used in Taiwan.
Yes, they were projected regularly. There was tens of thousands of different messages that they tracked, analyzed, and collected. And what they had to balance was Taiwan is a free and open democratic republic. They allow free speech. So they had to distinguish between free speech and what was clearly Chinese disinformation. And they did a pretty good job of separating that out. There's people who are going to say things that some don't agree with. Okay, that's fine. But there's also Chinese disinformation that is malign and evil. And they were very good at identifying that and filtering that out and helping to inform the Taiwan population. So it went over pretty flat. I mean, they were trying to make the U.S. as an untrusted ally. Here's an interesting one. You can't trust U.S. pork. And where does China get most of its pork from? The U.S. And they were saying, Taiwan, you can't trust U.S. pork. They were saying their U.S. is about to break down into civil war. You can't trust them anyway. And just a number of themes that were identified as malign. There was this one great, it was almost like you've seen the videos of all the U.S. local media, everybody parroting the same line over and over again across the nation. And they showed how the Chinese did that across different social media. Very reflective of what we've seen in our own local media, this parroting of the same party line. But they were very good at filtering it out and allowing free speech, but filtering out the bad stuff.
Listen, last time we left you, you were in Taiwan for the election. You went to all the press conferences. You were a major player over there during this election because one of the few networks or channels that sent anybody over there to actually see it as it was happening, not just have the filter, particularly with the media in the United States is so influenced by the CCP. Why did these experts, and I assume that this is all at the bequest of the Taiwanese government, why did they feel it was necessary in early April of 2024 to go to the National Press Club in Washington? People should know the location of this is really a block away from the Treasury and two blocks away from the White House. This is why the National Press Club has so many important press conferences. Why did they feel they had to go there to get this message out?
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it was really, well, they have good information to share. And the message is really, we're going to see this in the fall in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the same game the Chinese are going to replay right at America in the fall. But also we have the South Korea elections coming up this month. You're going to see a replay of 2020, because remember in 2020, the Taiwanese shut down the Chinese malign operations. China then focused on toppling and putting in a left of center government in South Korea, which now they have a conservative president, but they're going to have the legislative elections coming up. China's going to replay that against South Korea, and they're going to replay that against us in November. And this was very well attended. Ellen Nakashima from the Washington Post was here. All the major media were here. So clearly everybody is very interested. This is ground zero for sharing information. Yes, there's a lot of legacy media.
What did they have to say about TikTok?
Oh, it was bad. It's malign. Douyu, their equivalent in China, is nothing compared to TikTok. TikTok is full throated, no guardrails, no bumper cushions, lying over the top. And this is one thing that's very important with the big data analytics and AI. They can tailor a message through TikTok back to the individual. That means every one of the 24 million Taiwanese, or however many Taiwanese are actually watching TikTok, they can actually tailor a message right back to them, because they've created a digital twin, and they understand the trigger points. That's exactly what they're doing in America. They're creating a lot of people don't realize this. They have a digital twin strategy in China, which is just as important as their biowarfare strategy. That means you, me, everyone in America is a digital twin is being and has been created inside of China. And they can tailor the message, because they know our emotional composition and our trigger.
Hang on. Slow down. Explain this to people. What do you mean a digital twin? What exactly have they done?
All aspects of our existence. It's not just the old target folder with documents. They know everything about us, our composure, our feelings, what we watch, what we like, what we don't like, what triggers us. And we all have this triggering mechanism, okay? Not as much as on the lib side, but it's still important. And so they know everything about us. And using their incredible computing capacity, they can project right back to us, positive, negative, to make us happy, push us over the edge. They can do that. They do have the computing power. It's big data analytics, and AI engineering. This is all automated. They don't have an individual on keyboard. Hey, I'm going to send Colonel Mills a message. No, no, this is all AI enabled. They set up the algorithm and let that baby run. Not good.
I'll tell you, Colonel, hang on for one second. I'm going to bring in Dr. Bradley Thayer. Dr. Thayer, in the kowtowing, the one on the weekend, I know you got a lot more to say that of Janet Yellen with the CCP. One of the things she said at the end is that, yeah, we're having we talked about TikTok. It's a very big deal for them. You know, we don't think it ought to be banned, but there's obviously some changes. But we started a discussion. It was some kind of happy clappy. And she even admitted it was top of mind with the CCP. You just heard the Taiwanese talk about misinformation, disinformation that are specifically targeted to make sure. And this exposed a lie. They don't want Trump in. They're going to target all this misinformation, disinformation against MAGA and against Trump, because they realize we're the takedown the CCP. We're takedown the CCP branch of the Republican Party. Janet Yellen's kowtown over there all weekend about remaining coupled. She's got a few yammers that, you know, they've got so much excess capacity. They're driving down. We just don't need cheap goods from China anymore. But it was essentially a kowtow to the coupling. To me, the most dangerous part of it all, and this is why what Colonel Mills is doing today at the National Press Club, of attending this incredible presentation by six experts from Taiwan on misinformation, disinformation. TikTok is the most sophisticated information warfare weapon they've ever created. And Mills is saying they got much more than that. They can actually, with artificial intelligence, get your entire profile and know-how on social media to get to you, to trigger you. Your thoughts, sir?
Indeed, as John Mills identified, but also, Steve, they've got your signature, right? They can make a ballot request. With AI, they're going to be able to duplicate that. Additionally, of course, the guys who are coming in, the tens and tens of thousands of men who are coming in, who are intelligence agents or working for the who are in the People's Liberation Army or the police forces, right? They're the muscle. They're here for malign intents, and the way that they can hurt us are multiple, right? They're multifaceted ways that they can hurt us. But one thing that they can do is be mules, right? They can harvest, they can ensure that quote-unquote votes, or at least ballots, get to into the boxes. So we need to think about cheating the old-fashioned way too. And then if you remember, Steve, just the story about Kenny Chu, the Canadian member of parliament, who's being essentially being strong-armed by the CCP presently in Canada, right? There are lots of old-fashioned ways they can interfere in election by reaching out and targeting candidates as well as through TikTok, of course, in the many ways that John Mills identified based on the lessons the Taiwanese learned on their January 13th election, which is a very important event and a template to a large degree with respect to how they're going to interfere in ours. But a big difference, Steve, is that they have muscle now in the United States because of our open northern and southern borders, as well as the individuals they're flying into the country. So that's going to ensure that November 5th, 2024, is unlike every election, any election that we've ever had in our history, and as far not only to be more contentious, but to be, if you will, intentionally targeted by our external enemy, our greatest foe, external foe, and Xi Jinping gets a vote, in essence. And that, again, interference takes multiple forms, including the misinformation about how he wants Donald Trump. That is how Xi Jinping would prefer Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Which is absurd on the face of it, but we need to be aware, of course, of that misinformation tactic that they're employing.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was the only president who broke with the engagement school, who stood up to the Chinese Communist Party and worked assiduously with Peter Navarro, of course, Steve, with of course, you were involved in this and so many others. Stood up to the engagement school and pushed back against it. Joe Biden, of course, with Janet Yellen, of course, and so many, Gina Raimondo, the cavalcade of cabinet officials who've traveled last year and this year to meet with Xi Jinping, are clearly Xi Jinping's candidate, Joe Biden or the Democrat candidate, whether that's Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom or another. So misinformation is going to be ripe with this. They've got muscle, and then they have all the tools that John Mills identified from the Taiwanese election, TikTok, many other avenues. But don't forget the old-fashioned ways of interfering with an election, right? It's not just TikTok, but yeah, there are many other paths to this as well.
Dr. Thayer, hang on one second. Let me go back to Mills. I know he's got to bounce. John Mills, what is the lesson we should take away? What are the Taiwanese trying to tell us? And then how can the War Room posse, our audience, get engaged and get involved in this? What's the lesson? They did this for a reason. It was a major event today, just down the street from the White House. They're trying to send a signal. What is that signal, and what should the War Room posse do?
Well, Steve, it's going to be a replay of 2020 at a far more intense environment and a far more intense. And as Dr. Thurs mentioned, they have operators on the ground. This was an important point and part of the message. They did bring up the need for collaborators on the ground. Even with these advanced capabilities, it's like you're dropping a bomb, you're dropping a guided bomb, artillery, you need a forward observer, you need that collaborator on the ground to help with precision targeting and even maybe some muscle to take action, to pay off the Antifa demonstrators who are torching the city, giving guidance, getting the street agitators going and getting them going on burning down buildings. So that a collaborator is an important thing. So be vigilant where you live, in your county, get to know your seven key centers of gravity.
Hang on. Slow down. They actually went to the level. Misinformation, disinformation is one thing. Actual street muscle. Did they mention there could be BLM type riots around this? BLM. When you say burning buildings, where did that come up?
Well, no, that's the purpose of your collaborator on the ground in Taiwan. And thank you again for your support and Dr. Thayer's support for going over there for covering the elections. The collaborators and I reported it right went over a lot of people's heads. You know, we arrested close to 200 little green men during the election, meaning the Taiwanese, because they'd identified these as the key collaborators who were ready to cause trouble and were causing trouble. But
Got
the
it.
Message is
Got
clear
it.
For us. That's exactly what they're going to play against us in October, November.
John, Colonel Mills, where do people follow you? Where do they go?
Thank you, Steve. Colonel Rhett John, Colonel R.E.T. John, Substack, Getter, and Truth, and the two books. Go to Lindell, my store. Nation will follow. War Against the Deep State. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you for covering this today. Major event. Our man in all things Taiwan, Colonel John Mills. Dr. Thayer, I'm pressed for time, but I got to ask you about this weekend because it ties to what happened in Taiwan today. And I think the reason the Taiwanese wanted to get ahead of this, look, I know I'm hardcore. I got it. You're super hardcore, too. But you do have a dispassionate academic side to you. Was this humiliating what's happened over the last couple of days with Janet Yellen? I mean, first off, she's so unimpressive. And what she says and what comes out of her mouth is so humiliating. But the whole kowtow over there to basically say, we're not going to do decoupling. In fact, we're going to do everything to save. She's in a free fall right now on the economy. And we're essentially the American taxpayers, the American Republic is going to bail out our most existential enemy, external threat in the world. Not just that, probably the biggest existential threat the country's ever had. You laid, if ever a book was timely, what you and Captain Fennell have done about embracing the Chinese Communist Party not only hasn't stopped, besides all the misdirection they're giving, I actually think it's stronger than ever. I mean, I think we've done a great job of the community in present danger, et cetera, put people on notice to make sure it's now uninvestable. But still, the core of our government, of this Biden regime, is not just hugging on to the CCP. They're trying to save the CCP. This is like when Bush sent General Scowcroft over right after Tiananmen Square, when they were on the – Deng Xiaoping was on the ropes, and we bailed him out. The United States government bailed him out against Lao Bajing, the empress of democracy, right? The goddess of democracy who's in Tiananmen Square that brings tears to your eye if you see that today, that papier-mâché creation made by the Beijing art students. And we bailed out Deng Xiaoping. And damn, if we're not bailing him out again, brother, your thoughts?
Well, indeed, Steve, that's exactly right. Communist dictator Xi Jinping is in a world of hurt. His economy is in downturn. He has many problems within the party as well as with his economy and society. This is the time to move against him for the Chinese people, for the diaspora, for people of goodwill around the world to move against the Chinese Communist Party. And consign it to the ash heap of history to have victory over the Chinese Communist Party. And instead, Janet Yellen is the symptom of what Jim Fennell and I call neo-engagement, where for Janet Yellen and Joe Biden, Gina Raimondo, the government of largely the government of the United States, engagement with the Chinese Communist Party is the 11th commandment, right? It's something that God, Moses, brought down from Mount Sinai, and it's something that cannot change. And so, again, because they profited from it, and it's benefited a small number of individuals within the United States disproportionately, and they've sustained the Chinese Communist Party. So this disconnect, Xi Jinping is tremendously vulnerable. And we should be moving. The U.S. government, in conjunction with allies, the Chinese people, and others, should be moving to evict the Chinese Communist Party from power permanently and forever. And instead, they're doing everything they can to save him, as you said, which is, again, the flawed policy that we identify, Jim Fennell and I identify in our book, Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. Engaging with these, with the Chinese Communist Party, is saving the Chinese Communist Party. So the solution is to break engagement and to pursue victory, the defeat of the Chinese Communist Party. And instead, Janet Yellen and company with Joe Biden are doing the opposite, again, doing everything they can to save the Chinese Communist Party. So this is, and with respect to her behavior, of course, it's this woman's got the Midas touch in reverse, right? Everything she touches just turns to, if you will, farce. It turns to just to some aspect of absurdity. It's a terrible situation, and it only emboldens, right? Xi Jinping recognizes as long as you have the Biden administration in power, he can act with impunity. He can act against Taiwan. He can act against American national security in other areas. And our allies see that, right? The American people see that, our allies see that, and Xi Jinping sees it, which just simply underscores how this is a very dangerous time. Secondly, how much Xi Jinping wants Joe Biden or a Democrat like Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom to stay in the White House, because they're going to continue the engagement school, and the nothing is going to change.
There was a piece the other day, I think it was in the Telegraph of London, the Daily Telegraph, and it talked about something we've preached now for years. It's in the movie The Brink that was made about me. It was a documentary of a female director followed me around for a year or two, particularly in Europe, where I was going around and preaching this gospel of the Persians and in Russia and even in Turkey, is that the CCP was trying to consolidate the Eurasian landmass, and these were going to be their proxies, and they were going to underwrite this with massive oil purchases, et cetera. And of course, a lot of people laughed at the time. Well, Bannon, this is another weird conspiracy theory of his. He just hates the CCP so much, he'll make this up. They had a piece in the Daily Telegraph that said, look, there's a new axis forming. That axis would be the mullahs in Persia, in Tehran. It would be North Korea, and it would be Russia. And it CCP's controlling it, and they're underwriting it all with oil. Is this what we're seeing now? Is now the world coming to the reality of what we've been preaching here for years? Is that you're seeing this consolidation on the Eurasian landmass? It's coming from these authoritarian governments that are controlled by and working with strategic partnerships with the Chinese Communist Party, sir?
Yes, it makes strategic sense from Xi Jinping's point of view. He wants to have many problems. He wants the United States to face many difficulties. And so working to support the government, to Iran or whether it's Russia, Brazil, so many other countries around the world, as well as reaching out to the United States and interfering in our domestic politics broadly and bringing in, of course, the many tens of thousands of Chinese military or intelligence agents who've come in, certainly have come in to the United States, are all ways of dealing with to try to undermine the United States, right? Khrushchev said after the Cuban Missile Crisis, the reason why he put missiles in Cuba was because he wanted to throw a hedgehog at Uncle Sam's pants, right? He wanted to give Uncle Sam some trouble. And what Xi Jinping is trying to do is throw many hedgehogs at Uncle Sam's pants, right? By ensuring we've got to deal with the Russian front and the obsession of the American national security community with Russia and Ukraine, while also Southwest Asia, the Middle East, so that North Korea, of course, while American attention, because the intelligence community and the military only have so much bandwidth, and if they're looking at Russia and Ukraine, or they're looking at the Middle East, or they're looking at North Korea, they're not looking at what the People's Republic of China is doing. They're not looking at what the bigger issue should be, which is to recognize that the Chinese Communist Party is the center of evil in the modern world. As Reagan identified in March of 83, the Soviet Union, Soviet Communist Party, was the center of evil in the modern world. So too, the Chinese Communist Party is today. That's the center of gravity. That's where our energies should be focused. rather than chasing other issues, focusing on issues that are related, if you will, and are driven by the puppet master Xi Jinping in Beijing. That would be Russia, right? Putin was green-lighted for the invasion, the attack on Ukraine, by Xi Jinping. If you got rid of Xi Jinping, you'd have a very different Russian policy also in the Middle East, you would as well. So we need to get back to one thing, the center of gravity, or as Jim Fennell always says, the main thing, which is the Chinese Communist Party, and focusing all of our efforts on eliminating it from power. And with that, you've made a tremendous improvement in the health and well-being of the American people, of our political system, of our national security interests, and people around the world, of course.
Keep the main thing the main thing. Where did they get the book? How did they get to the writings of you and Captain Fennell? And how did they get to your social media?
Books available wherever you buy books, Amazon or elsewhere. And then we post our writings at my Getter account, Bradley Thayer at Getter, or Bradley Thayer at Truth, or Brad Thayer on X. And Steve, thank you so much for writing the foreword to the book, which really lays out so much of the intent of the book and what we were trying to accomplish.
Well, it's an incredible book. It's more timely now than ever. It's great that it just came out. Dr. Thayer, thank you. Thank you to Captain Fennell also.
Thank you. Thanks,
If you like this type of big picture thinking, this is why we have Jim Rickards now as one of our contributors. Jim Rickards wrote Currency War. That's how I got to know him. Amazing, amazing book. More timely now than ever. You get it free if you sign for Strategic Intelligence. That's his newsletter with all the geopolitics, national security, capital markets. Go to Rickards, that's with an S, rickardswarroom.com to sign up for Strategic Intelligence, his monthly newsletter. Immerse yourself in this information. It's absolutely incredible. Jim Rickards is a very unique guy. Also, don't let state or non-state actors get into your mortgage, to get into your the title to your home. HomeTitleLock.com. Keep the bad guys away. Go there today. Immerse yourself. If they're going to try to take out a second, big second with a hard money lender, go to HomeTitleLock.com today. Check it out. Short break. Ben Harnwell next.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer. and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
More than just beautiful dance. It's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance. It's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
The reason it's important to go see this, Shen Yun, first you'll be blown away, the artistic, the distinct dream you have, but it's very important because of the neo-Marxism that's now in this country in trying to destroy traditional civilization. We've got the exact same struggle that Lao Bajing has, the exact same struggle. There you have a dictatorial Chinese Communist Party, Marxist Party, that's crushed traditional society and trying to remake new man. Right, in the image and likeness of themselves, not of God. That is what's happening here in the United States. That's why, at the end of the day, this is a spiritual war. You see Shen Yun, you'll see what China's traditional culture looked like before, and then you can compare it to what you see today with the brutal dictatorship of the Chinese Communist Party. That brutal dictatorship, and this is what the press conference at the National Press Club today said about Taiwan, is this misinformation, disinformation, and the, you know, what we talk about, artificial intelligence and transhumanism. Hey, they've got so many sophisticated information tools and weapons, it's shocking. And we have to be on the alert for that. That's why it's going to be, where America's having a struggle session, and it's going to last not just through November 5th when we win, it's going to even increase when we try to transition this regime to a real government, and then when President Trump gets in office in January 2025 and we start to set things right. So you're going to have a ringside seat, not just to watch it, but to be involved in it, in the arena. As you know, that we are huge proponents of your agency. Ben Harnwell now joins us from Rome. Ben, we had MTG on today. I wanted to have you on as the last guy on today, the last voice. Congress is back tomorrow. I just want you've done such a great job. I just want to put into perspective the situation in Ukraine, because what's coming here to the American people and MSNBC, CNN, even Fox, the neoliberal neocons, is not the reality of what's happening there. It's a very different reality. Yet all week, it's going to be pushed that if MAGA, if this show, and lighting up, and everybody's going to the ramparts starting tomorrow, and lighting up your representatives and getting to vote no, in fact, don't even want this to come to the floor because we want the majority in the House say, no way, 125, 130 votes, we're not going to do this. We're going to be demonized now. Is that MAGA? MAGA is influenced by Russian propaganda. They're a big supporter of Putin. The whole reason for the defeat of Zelensky and these brave Ukrainian oligarchs is because of the evilness of and stupidity of the MAGA movement. Your thoughts, sir?
It's very interesting, Steve, to look and see how the mainstream media is trying to bludgeon the GOP in the House right now, and they're using all the worst arguments that they can put together. And sort of shows you the weakness of the position, really. I mean, what they're saying is now there's this article, for example, in The Guardian, which is sort of saying that the far right, Trump's far right, he's sort of is there, and they could potentially lose control, you know, if they do a motion to vacate. In fact, they cite Matt Gaetz in this article saying that you know, he vacated McCarthy with the guarantees that the House control of the House wouldn't go over to the Democrats, and he said he's no, with the majority so razor thin now, he's not sure he could do the same thing again. And they're trying to suggest that, you know, that you know, if Matt Gaetz isn't going to do a motion to vacate on Speaker Mike No Johnson Johnson, then, you know, where on earth is MTG sort of, where's she coming in from? You know, there are some questions that arise out of this, Steve, which is basically, what difference would it make? You know, what difference, frankly, would it make if Hakeem Jeffries was the speaker with a razor? He wouldn't even have a majority, basically, even if he got the votes to become speaker. I'm not quite sure how that would actually manifest itself, but even if he were to, he wouldn't have an operational majority. But what difference would it make to the majority of the Americans? They're going to get betrayed by one of the two parties, whether it's Uniparty A who's running the show or Uniparty B that's running the show. It wouldn't make a huge amount of difference. What it would, of course, make a difference to is all the present grifters in the GOP that would like to keep their positions. So, you know, in addition to that, Steve, there's another article, and you posted this on your Getter feed today.
But hang on. There would be, it would be catastrophic if Hakeem Jeffries got in. But I see your point. Given Johnson's policies are all Democrat policies, theoretically, what chance to make? Now, obviously, we don't want that. And quite frankly, there won't be a motion to vacate if that is even a scintilla of a possibility. But what's so amazing is that given all the empirical evidence to the contrary, empirical evidence coming from not simply Ukraine itself, but also the capitals of Europe, where you're seeing a huge back off of the people of supporting this, that the sociopathic overlords in Washington, D.C. are continuing. This is everything. In fact, not only is it everything, this even now, the radical nature of part of it is actually to take the frozen assets of the Russian people, to seize them, to essentially steal them, to convert them to dollars and to give them to Ukrainians if MAGA limits anything to the $60 billion, Ben. So it is, I've never seen, the reason these next 2 weeks are important, it highlights like nothing else before, even the debt ceiling fight when they had to get the money. Because at least the debt ceiling fight, you fundamentally disagree, but you understand they're trying to pay off their paymasters on Wall Street. Here, it can't even be the arms industry. There's something so deep and so dark about the support of Ukraine that I haven't figured it out yet. I just know it has to be stopped. But there is a specter of darkness over this that is so irrational. And the people get up in your face in the most violent and emotional ways, given the fact that the war is lost. I mean, this is Afghanistan again, in Iraq again, in Vietnam again. There's no possibility militarily that this can be won. All you're going to do is lead to more destruction in Ukraine, and particularly more deaths for young Ukrainian men and women. And that's why the parents are adamant about they're not going to implement this draft for 500,000 new combat troops. There's no chance to get 500,000 new combat troops at younger ages in there. Ben Harnwell.
Steve, I want to come back to what you were just saying, right? What is it? You said there's something dark here. I can't understand what this is, right? You know, to go back to the article I was just talking about, which sort of suggests the bugbear of Speaker Hakeem Jeffries taking over if the GOP screws this up. And you're thinking to yourself, right, what is it? What is it that is so important to the congressional GOP that they would sooner lose control of the gavel than not send this $60 billion to Ukraine? What is it that has captivated them? Why is this, you know? And they all, of course, you know, in the plethora of articles that are coming out, they're saying, you know, they have these long articles saying about the 40 or so congressmen that are calling it quits and saying they don't want to stand again. And the argument is that no one wants to compromise anymore, and it's all sort of too ideological and too pure. And they're all bringing up sort of Reaganite platitudes about, you know, it was those were the days when 80% of what you wanted was greater than work under the 20% at a later date. Well, the one issue, Steve, that they won't compromise on is Ukraine, right? That is the issue that Junior Party is absolutely adamant it's not going to move an inch on, right? That's where the militancy is. And to come back to your point, what is it about Ukraine and Zelensky and this $60 billion that is so important to this Junior Party regime, to the GOP component of the Junior Party, that they would sooner lose control of the House if that is what they are seriously suggesting is in the offing? Well, and as we've been saying, Steve, for over 2 years, no one has really made the argument as to what is neither in America's vital national interest in Ukraine, but frankly, even with regards to Europe. Russia, at the end of the day, has an economy less than the state of New York. It has a per capita GDP, less than Costa Rica. This is not a country that is standing on the wings waiting to flood into continental Europe.
Do we have it ready yet? Okay, fine. Thanks for the head fake. Now we're going to get a clip. You got it? Okay, hang on. Ben, I want everybody in this audience to put a pin in what Ben just said. We pride ourselves of having the inside baseball and spending hours and hours talking to people, meeting with people. Ben does the same thing to find out. There's something not right with this Ukraine situation. I'm telling you. It is, and Ben just nailed it. On everything else, even the deficit, you can have areas of compromise where they're prepared to give something to make it through. Here, they're so in your face, so adamant. It's got to be this or nothing. In the $60 billion, you know, they'd only tell you the war plan. That what do you owe next year? What's your results? Can I have the accounting? It's all screw you. You don't. They're not going to talk about it, and you're not going to get it. Up or down vote, and you're not going to win because we're going to get all the Democrats. We're going to do everything we can possibly can, and the media's going to sit there every day. Now, I want to show you. I didn't have time to play this morning. MTG was on. I know her head would blow up. I want to play you the mayor of Dayton, who's now the grand poobah in the House Intelligence. I mean, this is the problem when you take these schmendricks and you give them a taste of power in Georgetown and the defense industry all come around and say, you know, you're brilliant, you're a strategist, you're a patriot, you remind me of General Marshall, right? And these guys are so clueless. They're wandering around being led by the nose. Just hear what a Republican committee chairman, in fact, the committee chairman of House Intel, of which we have said with Brian Costello for months and months and months, this guy is blocking one of the biggest scandals in the history of his country. Sequoia Capital is basically financing the Chinese Communist Party advanced weapon systems on pension money of people in the United States. And they give the profits to the Democratic Party with some payoffs to Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise and others. Watch it. We've got to listen to Mike Turner on CNN over the weekend.
Let's turn to Ukraine, an issue that's important to you and your fellow Republican chairman, Michael McCaul, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman McCaul made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media and why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him, and how big is this problem?
No, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
Right there, just bald-faced lie after bald-faced lie. And this guy's not smart enough to understand when the intelligence, I had a high-level security clearance at the Pentagon while I was special assistant to the CNO and on my Navy ship when this dude was in short pants, okay? This is a clown. This is what happens. They take these Schmendricks, and what they do is promote them, and then the whole apparatus gets around them. This is what's happened to Mike Johnson. They come and give them these briefings. And since these guys have no understanding of geopolitics or strategy, and they've not been anywhere from Dayton, Ohio to Louisiana, they've never served in the military. They haven't been out throughout the world seeing how the world works. They wet themselves. And then all of a sudden, the opposition, who has a clear case, a clear-eyed case of what's going on, oh, it's Russian disinformation. Yo, the KGB are bad guys. Putin's a bad guy. We know that. But we're not at war with the Russian people, which they're trying to get us to. And everything coming out of Ukraine is a lie. Would we be in this situation if everything they had told you 2 years ago was accurate? Remember, they were winning. Russia was collapsing. It was collapsing economically. They're going to overthrow Putin. People hated him. The army couldn't do anything. It was terrible. Nothing was happening. Zelensky's winning. Zelensky's Churchill. And then you get, Zelensky's going to have a summer offensive, and he's going to sweep him back. And we should really focus on taking Crimea and Donbass and, the eastern Russian-speaking territory. It's all going to happen. Territorial integrity, self-determination, sovereignty, right? Kamala Harris, the bimbos, the three-legged stool of their policy. All of it, not just wrong. People can be wrong. It was all a lie and propaganda to make the American people keep to underwrite this for our sociopathic overlords. Ben Harner, we got a couple of minutes before you got to bounce. Give me your thoughts. You just heard it right there that you're a dupe to Russian disinformation, brother.
Well, I'll tell you one example of Russian disinformation, Steve, that was widely condemned for years, was the suggestion. And of course, these were dismissed equally as Putin's propaganda talking points. The idea that he invaded Ukraine, which by the way, frankly, I don't believe it myself. But the idea was that his principal reason for invading Ukraine was to denazify the country. And everyone said, it's absolutely ridiculous. There are no Nazis in Ukraine, right? Until we heard last week in Politico's full-length article that this guy who's one, and I quote the joke, because the guy lived he's Russian, ethnically Russian, you're a Russian citizen. He lived a number of years in Germany, so he was known to the German authorities. This guy called Denis Kapustin, who was described by the German authorities as one of the most influential neo-Nazi activists on the European continent, is now there fighting for Ukraine against Russia because Putin wasn't nationalist enough, right? So, that was dismissed as just simple Russian propaganda and KGB talking points, but it seems pretty much to have been the case. And I haven't seen any retraction from the American intelligence.
No, hang on, full stop, because we got to bounce, but I want to put a pin in this. I want to reemphasize this, and we're going to bring you back tomorrow. Putin said from the beginning, part of it's denazification. And we would talk, and we didn't go all in on this in the Azov Brigade, but we saw it and we mentioned it on occasion. Posto and other guys did a much better job of that, but we had it as part of one of the elements. But it was just on and on. And on MSNBC, these are really Nazis and fascists. The Trump movement are really backing the authoritarian dictator, the fascist Putin. Well, lo and behold, it turns out that the German intelligence identifies one of Zelensky's biggest partners and his biggest outside partner are guys from Russia who are, I think, Nazis, but let's say neo-Nazis, who are making the case they oppose Putin because he's not nationalistic enough, he's not authoritarian enough. And that's where they're fighting to bring him down, to have him have a defeat in Ukraine. It, kind of the enemy, my enemy is my friend. Zelensky's fully embraced this guy. That's not Breitbart saying that. That is not Gateway Pundit or Citizens Free Press or Darren Beatty or Raheem Kassam. That's these major papers, Guardian and these guys in the Times of London and the Daily Telegraph. They're all running exclusives. The neo-Nazis are the allies of Zelensky's regime. And here in the United States, I fail to see that mentioned on CNN. I fail to see that mentioned on MSNBC. I fail to see that written up so far in the Washington Post or the New York Times. They're fighting with the Nazis as their allies. Hey, guess what? Just like in World War II, remember some of the biggest slaughters of the Jews in other minority groups happened because of Ukrainians that fought with the Nazis, with the Wehrmacht. And if you want to see a movie, come and see this film. It's about Belarus, but hey, it's right on the border of Ukraine. It is the most brutal film ever made about World War II. It's hard to even watch. It's about the partisan warfare that took place in Ukraine and Belarus. Just watch it. Ben, you've absolutely nailed it, and that's why you're such an important voice. This next 2 weeks, folks, I'm telling you, is going to be insane. Ben, how did they get to your social media? I'm still upset. Ben Harnwell's engagement is 10x what Steve Bannon's is. I got to take lessons from the master. Ben, where do we go to get you and to get all your great content?
Steve, give me 30 seconds, right? I just want to make this point. We all know who Putin's mercenaries were, the Wagner Brigade, right? These are for hire mercenaries. They were in this for the money. The parallel operation on Ukraine are ideologically committed Nazis fighting for the Nazi cause for Ukraine. That is the difference between these two sides. When close there. At Harnwell, Steve, at Harnwell on Getter. And I do have at the top of my feed some modesty aside, some outstanding posts waiting there if anyone wants to go and check it out.
Amazing.
On Getter, okay. At Harnwell. Steve. God bless.
We'll have you back on tomorrow. Thank you. Fantastic. We'll have you back on tomorrow. This is so heated up here in the United States. Lou Dobbs is next. We're going to be back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. All week's going to be absolutely insane. Birchgold.com. Gold's been up and down around an all-time high today. Go to Birchgold.com and talk to Philip Patrick and the team. We give you the macro. Philip is on here on Saturday to help reinforce that. They will tell you about the exact instruments they've got and why gold has been a hedge and the technical aspects of it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out today. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about my favorite coffee, Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/war room to get your discount. You will love this coffee. It's one of the reasons we rejected. We're obviously coffee aficionados here. Don't want to say addicted, but we like coffee and lots of it. You will love this. The acid's been taken out of the Mariner's Blend, the dark roast. Rave reviews from this audience on sacredhumanhealth.com. Go to get the beef. The grass-fed beef livers, the shot of energy from the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. Dobbs is next. We're back tomorrow morning live in the War Room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video. Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.